Yeah, so my name is Kieran Stanbridge, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of B&B Campaign. So it was set up in 2015 by myself and Tracy Shaler. Without you, yeah. Pictures in my mind on replay. I'm gonna touch the pain away. I know how to scream my own name. Scream my name. I love me. Gonna love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Hey, gonna love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Can't love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Anytime, day or night. The B&B Campaign was founded because myself and Tracy felt that enough wasn't being done to kind of inspire everyone to be proud of who they are and their differences, but it should also educate individuals about other people's differences, because there are so many unique differences in the world, and people bully and judge others, discriminate them because of their differences, and that's generally because they don't understand why that person might be slightly different, or they don't understand that individual. So the campaign was set up originally just as a website to give everyone a voice, because unless you're a kind of celebrity or someone like that, you can't really share your story, and we know so many people have amazing stories that they just don't have a platform to share it on. So the website was created and the campaign was created specifically to kind of inspire everyone and give everyone that platform to be able to read other people's stories. So if you're suffering, or if you have dyslexia, or if you're suffering from mental health illnesses, you can read somebody else who's been through it, how they've kind of overcome the obstacle coping mechanisms they've used, and then kind of take that advice from them and apply it to kind of your own personal life to kind of give you that help. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, because he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. So our charity is about people helping people. So absolutely anyone can get involved in our charity. So we have individuals that have that suffer from burns, mental health illnesses, someone who lost their memory, they fell asleep and completely lost their memory, someone who has lost both limbs. So we've got about 300 stories on our website from people with alopecia and a variety of differences, LGBT, transgender, kind of a broad spectrum of people, because we're not about saying to people, define yourself as one difference. It's about talking about your story, because I know I'm gay, but I've got scoliosis of the spine, I've got a bit of a dodgy iris and muscles, so I've got so many differences that make me as a human, and it's about us not being defined by that one, but just to be able to embrace who we are, be open about it, because we know that kind of to break down stigma and barriers in society, we need representation across the board for everything. So I think if people are open and honest about who they are, then kind of breaks down the stigma associated with it. Someone comes out, it kind of people around them are just like, oh well, they're still the same person, they just happen to like the same sex, or if someone's got a disability like a mental health, they're like, well, they're still the same person, that's just another part of their personality or them that we know about them now.
Hi, my name's Luke and I'm proud to be dyslexic.
Hi, my name is Bina and I am proud to be an atheist.
Hi, I'm Emmy and I'm proud to have an anxiety disorder.
My name's Harry Matthews and I'm proud to be a transgender man.
I'm Naomi and I'm proud to be gay.
I'm Jodie Marsh and I'm proud to be me, because I've never changed who I am to please others.
My name is Jamie O'Herlihy and I am proud to be a transgender woman.
My name is Musharraf Asghar and I have a speaking problem.
And we are proud to be a transgender couple.
My difference doesn't stop me from doing what I want to do in life.
Why do I even have to care what people say? Because I am just doing what I like.
I don't allow my differences to hold me back.
We are proud of our differences because they make us unique and we just embrace them.
Embrace who you are, embrace your quirks, because all of them little things make you as a person.
And I'm super, super proud of my mixed heritage because it makes me more diverse.
I couldn't imagine being any different now.
It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from or what you look like or where you love.
I love myself, no, I don't need anybody else.
So there are lots of amazing kind of stories on our website. There's over about 350 altogether now, and kind of we get them coming in every day. But I think some of the ones that stand out to me was a young girl called Danielle. And unfortunately, she was in an abusive relationship. She got out of an abusive relationship. She then fell in love and met the kind of love of her life. And unfortunately, he took his own life 4 years into their relationship, and kind of due to kind of mental health issues. So kind of she'd experienced that and kind of the traumatic loss of losing kind of somebody really close to her. And then decided to go on holiday to kind of try and recover and kind of focus her mind. And unfortunately, the caravan that she was staying in set her life, and she got 90% burns all to her body. So she'd gone through a really traumatic experience, kind of losing her loved one, and now suddenly she's now got 90% burns across her body. And she talks about kind of finding that inner strength and finding, being able to be comfortable with her own skin, so with her scars, knowing that makes her as an individual, she still looks beautiful regardless. And that's someone that really stabs me. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can't rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H, I am. Hey, I know my love and love this brand could end. Me, I'm on it, but I guess. I'm beautiful in my way, cause I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't let yourself and regret, just love yourself and instead. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. The reason why I think it's really important to be kind of confident and to love yourself is I went through school really badly bullied. Kind of every day I was kind of name called and pushed about, and I was isolated quite a lot from my peers because they never wanted to hang around with me. And I think that really kind of, I really held back doing a lot of things when I was younger because I was worried about what other people thought of me, and I would always kind of suppress that. And then struggling with my sexuality as well, it kind of, everything, I was being torn in different directions, and like I was holding back on doing things I wanted to do. I think when I found who I was as an individual and rocked that and just be like, yeah, I'm me and that's cool. And do you know what, I don't, in a nice way possible, I don't really care what other people think of me. Like, as long as I'm happy and content with my differences and who I am as an individual, it doesn't matter if somebody doesn't like that. Like, as long as I'm being the best version of me and I'm kind and thoughtful and that lot to others, that I think it allows you to have a new lease of life. And I wouldn't have set up this charity if I wasn't as confident as I am now and that I'm comfortable with who I am. And yes, we all have days. Like, I think people see that we do this charity work and suddenly think that I've got an amazing life and I don't worry about anything. And yeah, well, I still have the days where I don't know the way I look or whatever, but you, by learning to love who you are, you can succeed so much more. My interpretation of intersectionality is kind of about different differences, and actually why it's important to kind of, I think it's important to define, I'm not about, for example, ditching the label, like, and actually just saying, oh, like, I'm not going to give myself a label, because I think we all label ourselves nowadays, and we all kind of say that we identify, and I think identity is a really important thing. So I think by giving yourself a label and identifying as part of the community or having that difference, you can then find other people with that difference. But I think it's about not being defined by that one. So I'm gay, but there's also another 120 things about me that, like, makes me as an individual. So I think it's about not labelling yourself just particularly with one difference, but identifying your differences, them having a label, and intersectionality just being open about that, but also just not being defined by that one difference. So actually, as an identity, there's 100 labels that make us up as an individual, but by giving it labels, it still allows you to identify with people within that community, which helps you kind of build relationships and kind of find similar people to you. So I'm really excited for Student Pride. Like, we actually attended last year. Our charity only got registration last June, kind of because when we set it up, we were just going to be a campaign. So we attended Student Pride last year, kind of a spectating just see what it was about. And it was really exciting because we had a launch of YouTube last November, where we launched our video, and some of your team, some of the Student Pride team came along. And that was really exciting because they saw kind of like how two individuals that had an idea last year and kind of just attended as spectators had turned that into kind of a project, a campaign and an actual charity. And I think they were really inspired by the video, and likewise we were really inspired with Student Pride last year. And I think it was really nice when they reached out and said, like, would you be interested in doing kind of a panel with us on the main stage? And we jumped to the opportunity because I think within the LGBT community, it's really important to empower people to be themselves and to kind of look at themselves as a whole individual and kind of inspire other people and show representation. So when they said about doing a kind of the Being Me panel on the main stage, kind of we jumped to the opportunity and thought it would be an amazing idea to kind of really have an honest and frank discussion, which is more important than ever now, I think, because with the EU referendum and with high-profile politicians kind of suppressing certain individuals, we've got to show that we're here, we're not going to be moved, we're not going to be suppressed. And actually, the better world is where everyone can be themselves, regardless of their sexuality, gender identity, religion. So we'll obviously be running the panel with Adele Roberts, Jodie Marks, and some other kind of amazing individuals. And then we'll also be having a stall where people can come and learn more about how they can share their story, but also get involved in kind of our school program and volunteer with us kind of whilst they're a student as well.
I am being me.
I'm proud to say that I am being me.
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 I am being me.